Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks. There's no shortage of what to see, hear, and do at any time in Nevada. And here to filter out a few of the best options is KNPR's Mike Rivette, who oversees the Arts and Culture Beat for Nevada Public Radio. He sat down with KNPR's managing editor, Heidi Kaiser, to give us this week's lowdown.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Heidi.
So I know this. I am lucky enough to know this because I work with you, but you're an amusement park guy. Does that mean you're also a state fair guy?
I mean, I could be, but I've never actually been to a state fair here or anywhere. I've been to a county fair. And if I were in Reno this week, I would be checking out the State Fair of Nevada, especially because this is the first official state fair since 2010, which means we haven't had one in 16 years. And the first thing that I want to stress to folks is that, you know, I think a lot of people have this perception that a fair is kind of like a homegrown amusement park. And I think that's because typically when they're represented in films and TV shows, you see carnival rides and games and entertainment and cotton candy. And Nevada State Fair will have those things as well. But for those, I think, a little more in the know, state fairs are really more agriculturally focused, and this state fair will be no different.
And as I recall from my youth experience, there's also a heavy youth component to that part of the state fair.
Yeah, as will the State Fair of Nevada. We'll have that as well. Much of the programming includes events for the Nevada Junior Livestock Show and the 4-H State Expo. We're talking dog shows, breeding shows, shows that present specific animals like sheep and rabbits, and other demonstrations. And it would seem like a good learning experience for both young folks and someone who can count his farm visits on one hand for adults as well. And there's also a youth-oriented bull riding show. It's called Next Gen. There's a walking tour of Nevada that will have a big local wildlife component. And what kid isn't going to appreciate a drone show? Because that's also on offer. Now, adults, do you like pecan punch, Heidi?
I'm going to borrow your answer, Mike, and say I haven't tried it yet, but I could be a fan.
I've had it once, and I was surprised how much I liked it. This is our official state drink of Nevada. And it will be represented at the fair with a tasting and a contest. All of this is happening June 11th and 13th at the Nevada State Fairgrounds, and that's in Reno.
And please, folks, dress accordingly. It is going to be hot in Reno this weekend. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike, so your next event features someone you and I have both interviewed.
Yes, Julian Delgado Lopera, and this is the former shearing fellow for the Black Mountain Institute. He told you about a book he was wrapping up during his fellowship. That book is out now, and it's called Pretend You're Dead and I'll Carry You. And it's kind of hard to sum up, but I think it's fair to say it's a book about things that are handed down generations, and often those things aren't always pleasant. At the heart of the story is a father. He's made some bad decisions, he's kind of wallowing away at home, and he's got a big secret he's been hiding. His daughter needs a parental figure, especially a maternal one, because her mother has passed. One does come along, and she's a travesti. In Latin American culture, that is a trans feminine figure that looms very large in the queer community.
I do recall him saying this was going to be heavier than his first book, Fiebre Tropical, or Tropical Fever.
Well, from what I've read about the book, this would seem to bear out. But you and everyone else should hear it for yourself, because Julian is going to read from it and also speak to Billy Lezera at Writer's Block. That's on June 12th, and that also comes to us from Black Mountain Institute.
It'll be great to have Julian back in Las Vegas. And then finally, Mike, you have a concert that's for the whole family.
The City of Henderson is producing two concerts this month, along with the Pinecrest Academy Schools, and the first one happens this Saturday on June 13th. The headliner is called 123 Andres. So here's some background. This is a duo, Andres and Christina. They both sing in English and Spanish, and they write bilingual children's books as well. They actually won a Grammy 2 years ago for Best Children's Album, so they've got some bona fides. Now, if they sound familiar, well, they are no strangers to the performance spaces of the Las Vegas Clark County Library District.
And what are their concerts like?
They're a little more than concerts, at least the type of concerts that we adults are familiar with. There's obviously the musical component, and the music stems from traditional Latin American music. Andres plays it with multiple instruments. And then there's dancing, and there's interactive elements. Very kid-friendly, still educational, but also very upbeat and energetic. And if I know my parent friends well enough, I bet they would dig taking their kids to a performance like that where the songs are catchy, but the cultural factor is also high.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the other concert in this series is on June 24th. That's at Pinecrest Sloan Canyon. And that features Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. Capital C Culture for the kiddos.
Love it. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks, Heidi.